producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Get to know him more and more. You'll have even more respect, not just for his record of success and the good intentions for America, but who he is as a person.
Sarah Palin endorses Donald Trump in Iowa. Game over. The rest of the crew. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. For the Republicans, endorsement. For Democrats, too. But this is pretty significant, given the fact that you've got a lot of evangelicals who will be voting in Iowa, and some definite right conservative-style folks of the Republican Party. Sarah Palin fits the bill, and, you know, I said this earlier, is she a kingmaker? A little. Not completely, but maybe a little, and certainly in Iowa. So, Ted Cruz, forget about it. I don't know. This will be interesting to see how this plays out. I mean, she's out there stumping for Donald Trump. So, she didn't just say that. She flew to Iowa to do an appearance with him, and the people in Iowa, or at least a lot of them, really embraced Sarah Palin back in 2008. Boy, this seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? So, this is big for Donald Trump, and he certainly knows it. He knows that this is a coup for him to have Sarah Palin come out and say that she's endorsing him and said a lot of really positive things about Donald Trump. I mean, that is her pick. She said, "I'm proud to endorse him for president." Trump said he was greatly honored by the endorsement. He said she's a friend, a high-quality person whom I've got great respect for. So they hooked up in Ames in Iowa. And Iowa, as you know, is the first state in the nation to vote for the Democrats and the Republicans nominees in the next 2 weeks. And Trump is in a much tighter contest with Senator Ted Cruz from Texas for the support of the Republican votes in Iowa. So this is a major coup, a major voting block now that she's helping him with. You know, if you remember her style when she was on the campaign trail, but even after that, you've certainly seen her on TV enough, and she talks about the small town values and her background and mix that up with Trump, and that's a magical elixir for some, and I think in Iowa it will prove to be that. Now, not everybody agrees. I've talked to some strategists who disagree with that assessment and say that don't think she's more powerful than she is. That yes, some people like her, but her endorsement, you know, of Trump, it may be helpful in some areas, but it's not. It doesn't mean that it's the be end all of everything. Because Iowans can certainly be finicky and they can draw their own conclusions. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And I read a couple of different, I'll call them some, not even pundits, campaign strategists who have worked with a lot of different people. So it's interesting. Let's go to Joe in Michigan right off the bat. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can. 855-266-5283. How much do you care about endorsements? Do you just completely rely on the candidate you think you're voting for? Hi, Joe. Oops, we lost Joe. I think that was my fault. I'm sorry, Joe. If you call back, I will put you back on the air. We had a computer outage then that knocked my side off for a quick minute or two. And you know how that, you know what that does. What do we do if we lose our computers? We lose our minds is what happens. Really, honestly. So we're talking about endorsements and how much they matter. I want to mix in some other things as well. Plus, don't forget, at the tail end of this show, Nail the Score, we have the AFC and the NFC Championship games. Who do you think wins? And what do you think the final score is? Pretty significant, because the two teams from the AFC, or the one team that emerges from the AFC and the NFC, of course, they're going to be the Super Bowl teams in San Francisco for Super Bowl 50. And you get two cracks at it. I really want someone to nail the score. If nobody nails the score this time around, then we have the Super Bowl, and that certainly could happen. It's like picking lottery numbers. You just tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And then it's just that easy. All right, I think we have Joe back. Joe, sorry about that. We got you back.
Yeah, hey, Kate, I heard from a guy at work and seen it on his phone on the Internet. Of course, you know how the Internet is.
Yeah.
But the Chief Justices, it leaked out that they're about to charge President Obama with treason, 25 counts. You guys get a chance to look that up. See if
Do you really think that's going to happen?
Well, here's the deal. You know it's the Internet, but Obama's up to something sneaky, and I think they're getting scared. Because with all this stuff that's going on with the new presidential election, everybody's going to take off eyes off of him. So I think the last one, when he started making, didn't really hit too hard, but he started testing the waters with gun laws, I think that started making a lot of people nervous. And, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in government in high school, but the checks and balances were set up to, if one part of the government got too far out of line, the other one could rein it back in.
That's true.
So yep. legally, can the Chief Justices charge him, or can they remove him? How does it work? Is it got to go to Congress?
Well, I would think it has to go to Congress. If you're talking about treason and reasons for impeachment, there's been petitions for that have already gone to Congress. Congress would have to make that decision. It wouldn't be the Supreme. So if it, I mean, I know there's people that are trying to raise the flag on it, and they're trying to make that happen, but they would have to go, constitutionally, it would have to go through Congress if that were to happen.
So it sounds bogus to start with because it's coming from the wrong branch.
Right, not from that area. No. But you're right that there definitely are people that want to see that happen. There's lots of people that call this show that say that. But I don't think it ever happens, Joe. I mean, especially we're almost into February. This is it. This is the last slide out of office. Even if we don't agree with what's happening, and as you said, the whole gun thing, that really raised the rancor of a lot of people. Thanks, Joe. But no. And there have been calls for it, absolutely, like I said, for petitions and whatnot. But I'd be stunned. Let's put it that way. Hang with us.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
AmericaTonight.net or punch in these digits. We're talking about a plethora of things, including endorsements. Sarah Palin comes out and endorses Trump and also goes on the campaign trail with him in Iowa. How much does it mean? On a scale of 1 to 10, does it push him that much further over the top? 855-266-5283. In the meantime, the people of Flint, Michigan are in crisis with this whole water thing. The Michigan governor, Rick Snyder, is asking for $28 million. It is just bad government all the way around. Here's Governor Snyder.
You deserve better. You deserve accountability. You deserve to know that the buck stops here with me. We'll continue to deliver water, filters. We will not stop working for the people of Flint until every single person has clean water every single day, no matter what.
He's being criticized everywhere. He's just a lightning rod for criticism because the crisis unfolded in the, you know, what, under the state's watch. And the money would go to bottled water and filters and replacement filters, testing and replacing fixtures in schools and other high-risk locations, support for kids and infrastructure to study the pipes and the connections. It's a nightmare, nightmare. $28 million, and that just scratches the surface, I guarantee it. If they ask for $28, you can probably tack on at least another $10. The people in Flint are furious. I mean, they are absolutely furious. And you know who's from Flint, Michigan, Michael Moore, the filmmaker, who is definitely anti-establishment and Republican, and he's beaten a war drum all over the place for sure already. May be the subject of his next film, Water, Water, Water. Grim, hello.
Well, that explains it. He's been drinking the water.
He's been poisoned.
Well, you know, long-term, you know, use. Kate, to help Joe out, it's in Article 1, Section 2, the very last paragraph. It says the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and their officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. Now,
yeah.
That just gives them the right to impeach. And I think the House rules are it takes at least two members from the House to petition the speaker to propose to the whole House and make a vote as to whether they'll impeach. But at least two members have to, you know, put a proposal. So, yeah, the Supreme Court can letter two representatives or all of them, and then the speaker puts it to a vote as to whether, you know, to impeach. Now, you have to go into Section 3 because the Senate, they do the trial part. You have to read that part. But now, as far as how do you determine the impeachment, it's in Article 2, Section 4. He can be impeached for treason, bribery, or high crimes, and misdemeanors. Spitting on the sidewalk can get him impeached. Which, you know, me and Dan take more faith in the oath. And that's what he's been breaking left and right, is that he's supposed to protect and preserve and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's in the oath. And that's in Article 1, his oath.
Oh, but you know that's not happening.
Well, that's the problem. And this is something else, too, you know, because here I'm going to prove I'm not on either side. Is Donald Trump is beginning to hang himself. I see 2012 repeating itself. Just like when Michelle Bachmann won the Iowa caucus, none of these male dictators on the conservative radio talk shows wanted to support her. Remember, I was telling you this the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald needs to quit this egomania thing because I'm hearing conservatives walking away. You know, I mean, Levin's saying his own father was all for Trump, but now he's just getting tired of this name accusation. I mean, this is what the career candidates do.
Right, right. You don't want that.
No, he needs to get, like Levin says, he needs to get more on the issues. Drop his ego because, you know, hey. Conservatives are that way. I'm not worried about who you are or how much money you spend on your haircut. Or I'm worried about what you're going to do for me. And I don't want to hear off-the-wall promises and not see them achieved.
Right.
I'm sorry about that.
No worries. So absolutely, yeah. I gotcha.
Well, that's what's going to kill Trump. You know, I see 2012 coming right around the corner. The same thing. We're going to get all locked up. And you know, the whole Republican Party is going to be defeating itself, just like they did in 2012.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you saw what happened with Romney and the last time around, and, it was a nightmare.
Yeah. You know, it was just disconfusion.
Yeah.
And I really want to... get a third party in there. I really do.
Yeah.
And I want to get a party in there that is, you know, not a party. And that's why the Tea Party said, well, we're not going to make ourselves a party. But, yeah, we're going to make ourselves strong. But the problem with a lot of the Tea Parties is they were letting in these career politicians instead of letting in fresh blood and keeping them out.
Right. I gotcha, yeah.
You know, you had two people that talked about the Middle East a couple weeks ago, and they're right on. That's a firestorm, especially the last one you had talking about how we're going to have to worry about what Russia and China is going to do.
Oh, absolutely. That's the key thing, or the key area that we're missing the boat on.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Totally missing it.
And we need to at least protect the Saudi Arabia so that we can maintain at least 40% of the crude we get from them.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Huh. I mean, the Middle East is kind of a firestorm, but it is nice, though, that gas is, you know, I can remember paying 27 cents a gallon.
Oh, you can? 27 cents? That's incredible.
Yeah. When I was motorcycle racing, you know. It was
wow.
I can remember it was even cheaper, but I wasn't paying for it. And I can remember, oh, gosh, what do they call it? Ethyl?
Or ethanol?
Not ethanol. Dan might remember, but you used to get out in the Midwest all the time. It was just high-octane gas.
Mm. That's going to bug me. I'll think of it. I'll try to figure it out.
And
wow.
It had lead, and it had...
yeah, all the things that are so good for the car.
Yeah. Well, it did kind of plug it up. I mean, you know, we've got new, synthetics that work better. I can tell you that for sure.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of things you can do if you learn a little chemistry and you can mix together and make yourself a small fortune.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You are totally right. A little experimentation. Yeah.
So that's where all these, little quick trick books come from, and people make small fortunes, you know, your grandma's remedies, your grandma's cookie secrets, all that stuff. Well, there's even, you know, quick chemistry tips. But, you know, when the EPA got rid of phosphates, that's what really killed this country and get rid of a lot of cleaning action and a lot of killing action in pesticides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Crazy.
And, you know, they don't want you doing it anymore. I mean, you used to be able to go to co-op, you could get rabies vaccination, and you could take care of anything you want. But now, and it didn't cost you, but, you know, it'd shock you how much you get for $5. Nowhere near compatible with $40 cost for just a, you know, rabies shot.
Yeah, now, I know, are you kidding? It's like, do you know a veterinarian who can double as a doctor? Good stuff, Grim. We were kind of all over the place there. I love it. How much you paid for gas? What's the cheapest you ever paid for gas? Hang with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Polesky of the Polesky Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome and good evening to the baseball game. I'm Skip Carey, and with me, Grant Leerens. For another game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. The Braves are featuring another outstanding cast.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Take
me out of the ball game. Early a couple of months away from pitchers and catchers. But how about this? Some big news. Don't forget in our next segment, we will do that nail the score thing. And here's the scoop. We have the AFC and the NFC Championship game. If you correctly nail the score for either one of them, you win a computer. Boom. Bada bing. Done. In the words of Tony Soprano. It could be you. So Pete Rose is going to be inducted into a Hall of Fame. Which one? The Reds Hall of Fame. That's going to happen in June. Here was Pete's reaction.
This is the best Hall of Fame in all of baseball. This is a baseball city. This is a baseball capital of the world. I haven't given up on Cooperstown. I'm not the type that's going to give up on anything.
Yeah, so how about that? It's going to happen the weekend of June 24th through 26th. Charlie Hustle, he played for the Cincinnati Reds for a chunk of his career. He was so popular. He's right. It is a baseball city. It's a baseball town, no doubt. And the CEO of the Reds, Bob Castellini, said, "We wanted to make sure that we picked up the vacuum, you know, that he should, in terms of looking at Cooperstown, we wanted to make sure that we had permission to do it. We couldn't be more pleased that it's now, it's the time for him to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. You know, Pete Rose is 74 years old. He spent 19 of his 24 major league seasons with the Reds. He was a big part of the Big Red Machine. They won two World Series in the 70s. He also played for a team that I grew up with, and that was the Philadelphia Phillies. His last season in the majors was 1986. He was the manager. He was a player manager for the Reds. And then he retired as a player. Then he remained as a manager until his ban from baseball in 1989. Here's the key thing. He is the hit king. He had 4,256 hits. He had a .303 average. No question about it. He had incredible numbers. Incredible numbers. I think by doing this, that's what part of the deal is. Like, hey to you, well, this is what we're going to do. We're showing you that we're going to induct him into our Hall of Fame, and perhaps the next step is for Pete Rose to get into Cooperstown. I think that's going to be blocked, though, for a while. I don't think that there's going to be an easy way to push that through. There's too many hard feelings, and the current commissioner said he wasn't contrite by what he had done. He felt like he was still gambling, and he pretty much said that, and with the team and blah blah blah. So he has to take a different tack the next time he talks to the commish, because Rob Manfred, it doesn't work with him either. So I think he kind of shot himself in the foot, is what I think happened, more than anything. But by getting into Cincinnati's Hall of Fame, that kind of raises the stakes a little bit. And he's hung in there for however long he's hung in there, for a long time. So at 74, I think he's going to continue to try to bang on the door, knock on the doors. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, as we motor through this segment of America Tonight, we talk about the situation in Flint, but there's also a situation in Detroit. And the situation in Detroit isn't over water, it's over education. You got public school teachers who are calling for a sick out on Wednesday to protest cuts to the city's public education system. And I wouldn't doubt that that happens. I mean, late Tuesday night, they closed 5 schools because of the teacher absences. And they say they don't have any other option but to close schools when teachers don't report to work. Well, of course, what are they going to do? Go up to the janitorial staff? Would you like to teach today? Go up to anyone they can find? Mothers dropping kids off at school? Would you like to teach today? So they're going to march in another rally. They've had a couple of rallies. This is a real standoff. Dozens of other schools are going to have to close. I can't imagine. I mean, if they don't have the teachers, they don't have the teachers. So that's what will happen. And in Detroit, I guess unfortunately here, I don't know if the teachers got the memo, Detroit is drowning. It's drowning in everything that's not good. They tried to flip houses cheaply. They tried to give people opportunity to get houses. And some of that has backfired. It's a rough go in Detroit, Michigan. And you think of the kind of city Detroit is or was, and it's starting to look like a shadow of its former self, let's put it that way. So that's not a good place to be. That's not advisable. To keep sitting in the same spot. And now you throw in this teacher's strike. Very cloudy, my friends. Very, very cloudy. I got so many emails from so many of you about the whole Glenn Frey deal. And when I say deal, it's very sad what happened to Glenn Frey. Because if you looked at his illnesses, you'd think of them separately as, oh, well, you can fight that, right? But pneumonia can be wicked. You toss in pneumonia on top of anything, and a lot of times you can't come back from that, no matter what your age is. That and the intestinal problems, it's just the punch that you sometimes can't get off the mat. You just can't get off the mat. Wow, and you think of his voice, and boy, oh boy, that voice, those dulcet tones. I mean, the Eagles were formed, after all, by Frey and Don Henley. And you think of the other members of the band, and they all met as members of Linda Ronstadt's band. So they were like the backup band. She's the singer. It's crazy. So, of course, they broke away and formed their own deal with just their musicians, their people. And the success was incredible. I mean, just absolutely incredible. And on Take It Easy, somebody asked me this trivia question the other day. I thought it was a great trivia question. Who was the co-writer on that song, Take It Easy, which you still hear today? If you listen to radio, what's new is old. And some of those songs from the 70s pop on, especially rock stations, they'll pop them in there. So Take It Easy was actually co-written by Jackson Brown, and who was pretty big, a big 70s era guy too. So they were all friends. But anyway, yes, I've had so many people send us emails. Do you know that he died? Yes, we talked about it so much on our last show and played a bunch of his songs. And his most recent album was actually a collection of other pop songs that he liked, 2012's After Hours. And it had tunes by a couple of other people, Burt Bacharach and Randy Newman and Brian Wilson. He said he wrote enough contemporary songs and spilled his soul and given his world view that he didn't have anything to prove. So he reached out to buddies to help pimp that up, if you will. And that's exactly what they did. And it truly, I have that piece of work, and it's really, really powerful stuff. So I'm glad they found a way, no matter what the way was, to get that done. Hook or crook, it works. And it worked. It worked for the Eagles. But now you're missing just a key element of the Eagles, too, which is Glenn Frey. Tough to replace his singing ability and whatever else he brings to the group. I think he was a calming influence is probably the best way to put it. Tough. Really tough. 67 is so young. Oh, my goodness. Some of you listening to the show are 67 and feel very lucky, by the way, that you're 67. But you just put it in perspective. Think of mere mortals, regular peeps. Think of that. And think of where you would be. Best way to put it. Coming up next, Nail the Score. Hang with us, everybody.
Hi. This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
And then there were four teams are left, two games, and you have a chance to double your pleasure. You can pick one game, or you can tell me the final score of both. Your first game is on Sunday. Kicks at 3:05, Pats and the Broncos. Everybody's talking about Tom Brady meeting again with Peyton Manning, number 17. Will the Broncos get drilled by the Patriots? Well, it is at Sports Authority Field, so if there's any home cooking, maybe that helps the Denver Broncos. The Cardinals and the Panthers, that's the later game. And I don't know. I think both will be interesting. Cards and the Panthers, NFC, of course. Patriots and the Broncos, AFC. So you got the teams, right? You got the teams. I know you got this. New England and Denver, Arizona and Carolina. It's that simple. You can send me an email right now until the top of the hour. It counts, baby. Or you can jingle this phone number, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. What say you, America, as you try to nail the score? Pete in Texas, you get the first crack. Hey, Pete.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You stepped out of the bunker. Nice.
I'm back.
I like when you said, I'm back.
She stole his thunder, and we're going to play hell with the Democrats.
Oh, yeah. I think the Palin thing is big.
Yeah, anyway, back to some real stuff. I'm going to go 28-19 on the first game. And 35-32 on the second.
Okay, who wins the first game? Patriots? Denver?
Yeah.
Patriots. Okay, and how about the second game? Arizona? Carolina?
Carolina,
after that little bit of a scare last week, that was a crazy game. Boy, crazy. This is fun to watch this.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a hoot.
I think it is, too. I know I will be glued. I will be putting another dent, Pete, in my couch. Thank you. 855-266-5283. We're doing that nail the score thing. So you can do both games, AFC and the NFC game. You might as well because you win a computer. Flat out, if you nail the score, you win a computer. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, babe. Did you name that sled Rosebud?
Fred Rosebud.
Did you name the sled Rosebud? Remember Citizen Kane?
Yes, I know. Citizen Kane, I got the reference.
Okay. I mean, the Delaney Empire that you're building, I mean, it has to
yes.
be stuff like that.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, now, first game, I think 27-21 Patriots over the top of Denver. Second game, 34-27, and I'm taking Carolina.
Ooh, Carolina. So Dan also has spoken. Thanks, Dan. Locked and loaded. Let's go to Roger in Texas. Hey, Roger.
Hello, Kate.
Hello. What do you think, Raj?
Dan's score, right? He picked my score.
That's okay. We can just change the number or two. He said 34-27.
Yeah, I'm going to change it up a little bit. First game, New England and Denver. I hate to say it, but yeah, New England.
Okay.
31 and Denver 20.
Okay. Second game.
Second game, I've got to go with Carolina. It's going to be a good game, I really think.
I do too.
I'm going to say Carolina 31 and Arizona 24.
31-24. I like it, Roger. You could be right. Don't worry. Dan might have stole your score, but you might have got a better one, Raj. Thanks for calling. Sharon in Portland, Maine. Hey, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You may win this computer. You might beat the boys.
I hope so.
Yeah, of course. Girl power. So what do you think?
Yeah.
What do you think the first game? Patriots? Are you looking at the Patriots or no?
I'm kind of rooting for Denver.
Okay, Denver, and what's the score going to be?
I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know the temperature up there. I forgot to look. I would say 27-24.
27-24. Okay, you got it. And how about the second game? Arizona or Carolina?
Arizona for sure.
Arizona for sure. And what's the final score? It's wide open for you, too. What do you think, Cher? I think we lost her. Did we lose her? We did. If she calls back, we'll make sure we get that score.
I got you.
Okay, so what do you think?
I'm going to go, this is 21-17, but I'm going to change it to 24-17.
24-17. I feel like you have a cabinet beside you. Do you have a series of advisors telling you what to say?
Well, somebody took my score to 31-24 for, Carolina, but I'm going with
Arizona. 24-17, right?
Yes.
24-17, you go, girl. You may be the winner. Thank you for hanging late with us. Let's go to Grim. Grim, what do you think?
I think she got mine. I'm going to use the same. I was going to use the same score for both teams.
All right, that's okay. So what's your score?
But I think she already picked. I think
Arizona 24-17.
Yeah, 24. Okay. Well, Denver. I want Denver and the Cardinals to come out. And go
okay.
Well, that's,
okay,
that's so the two. And I was going to go 24-27, but I think she picked.
No, 27. Denver. You mean 27-24 you were going to do. You can still do that. 27-24 Denver and 27-24 Arizona.
As the winners, yeah.
27-24. You. Oh, wait a second. No, she did. She picked
27-24
Denver. Okay, yeah. So do you have a different.
Let me try this one. Let me try this one. How about
19-24? 24-19 and 24. It works. 24-19
and 24. One score
I like this. For both sides. I like that. I like it. It works, Grim. It works. For sure.
Well, like you said, it's just pulling something out of the air.
Pulling something out of the air. You could be the winner. Somebody's walking away with a computer. I can feel it. Thanks, Grim. All right, so let's go to Nathan, because I hate to not get Nathan, and he's such a huge sports fan. Hey, Nathan.
Fan sports. All right.
So first game, is it Denver or the Patriots?
Oh, I'm going to go with Patriots 31-28.
Somebody already had, well, 31-28. You can still have it because you can't win. 31-28.
Oh, well, fine. No, I'll do that anyway. I'll do, we'll just bump that up a little bit. We'll make it 35-31 Patriots.
35-31 Patriots. You got it. What about the next game, Arizona or Carolina?
Cardinals at 21. Panthers at 20.
Ooh, 21-20. My gosh. I know you'll be glued to that game. I hope you don't have to work. You get lots of time off. You're vacationing all the time. People just don't know it. So, 21-20. I love it. We got to take this. We have to take this show on the road so you can get a break. So, thank you, Nathan. For me, I am going to say 40-38 Patriots, Cards in the second one, 31-17. Oh, that's a crazy score. I made him crazy. I hope somebody nails the score. Good luck, everyone.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.